Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Thursday morning, so we are talking about knowing God, developing an intimate, supernatural relationship. I do want to let you know about a partial update on our website, wecanprepare.org. We do have a way for you to order the book series. Right now we'll be expanding that, so if you want to order just one book at a time, you can do that. But for right now, we've just got the series available for you. It is at a special price with a reduced price, so if you want to check that out, it's under store at wecanprepare.org. Visit our blog there as well, and if you want to sign up to make a comment. Again, we are planning on expanding that, making it more interactive once we get this basic information out there. We are getting close to that point, too, so hopefully we'll be able to be delving into that this spring, getting a little bit more interactive and applying what we're learning to specific situations. I'd like to be using Saturdays more as an opportunity to speak with callers or deal with specific situations in real time. So if that's something you'll be interested in, be listening at Saturdays at 9 or get in touch with me and we'll see if we can make an arrangement for another time frame. So we are talking about knowing God, and when we all want to be able to hear Him. We all want to have a better understanding of His expectations of us, how we're doing, who He is, what's going on. And we've talked about the prerequisites for that, the necessity of being willing to give up our own beliefs, to change our minds and our ideas, to let Him be the God, let Him be deciding what we need to be working on and not our own beliefs or those that we listen to. We've talked about the need for having our senses tuned and for having our wounds healed. We've talked about lifestyle changes and who we allow to have authority in our lives. So we've talked about quite a bit of the different elements. And when you think about it, it's fairly simple. We're not talking about things that certain people can't do. We can all know God. There are no restrictions on knowing Him, because in your spirit, you already know Him. So since He knows the particular situation you're in, and since He wants to know you, He is the one who is seeking you. Our job is to be found, to be available. And how do we do that? We make ourselves available through waiting on Him, through following through with the desires that He places on our heart, to learn and to take what He gives us as projects, to take them seriously. Now He's expanding and fine-tuning and developing our solical skills. We've talked about the natural skills, the natural senses, and we're talking about our solical senses that are manifested in the supernatural realm. When God comes and makes himself known to us, there's an infinite way that he does that. There's not a particular list. There's not a particular approach or set of limits. There were very specific restrictions on that God himself placed on himself under the law, because there were no the freedom available was limited by our lack of being spiritual beings. Now that we are spirit beings and communicating with him person to person, spirit to spirit, now we can experience him face to face, reality to reality. Neither one of us are settling for that. Neither he nor us are settling for knowing him only through the Spirit. He wants to know us in our soul and our body as well, as a complete whole and entire human being, spirit being. So through the practice of waiting on the Lord and cultivating quietness as a lifestyle, we make ourselves fully available to be taught directly by the Lord. So our goal is to actively participate in that learning process, to develop our senses and increase our moment-by-moment awareness. Though attending conferences, reading books, receiving prayer and praying for others, and exercising our gifts are all helpful in the process, there is absolutely no substitute for hearing and being taught directly by the Lord. One way or another, you're going to have to learn to wait on him and then do it. There's no way around it. We rob him of his throne rights over our lives, and we reject his sovereignty and his lordship when we substitute any other authority in our lives, or we put our teachings, our beliefs, before our personal one-on-one instruction from him. If we, instead of, you know, if you're on your way to church and you feel a drawing and God says, no, I want to talk to you, and you say, well, it's right after church. It's like, we need to take seriously when he prompts us how important it is to respond. Now, there may be situations where we can't respond right then, and we'll deal with how to deal with that, because there are specific ways to respond without dropping everything you're doing. So God's not unrealistic. He knows the situation we're in. So there are skills we can learn from others and ideas. And these are some of the things we want to get into is, you know, I don't have a corner on different experiences and different approaches. So we want to have others be able to put in their two cents or their experiences, their wisdom, and based on experience, what works, what keeps us in dependence and rest. We've talked about the natural manifestations of knocking and smelling and sensing his presence. And a lot of them occur as supernatural events as well. For instance, instead of audibly hearing knocking, you may hear knocking internally while having a conversation with a friend or driving, for instance. Even right now, listening to this radio program. The Lord trains us during our waiting periods to learn to recognize his intrusions, his knocking, on all levels and under all circumstances. And we are to respect his right to make himself known to us at any time, during the day or night, regardless of the activity we are otherwise engaged in. And there may be times when he puts you in a training situation where he comes at the most inconvenient times a lot. Sometimes we'll understand, you know, why he's intruding. You know, maybe it's right when you're watching TV, you've set your schedule for the whole day. And you're settling down, you got your popcorn, you watch a movie or whatever, and that's when he comes, and he wants to talk to you. Now, these days, with being able to record things, that certainly makes it easier. But the point is he trains us to respond to him in whatever way he chooses. There may be other situations that he uses that for us. But the resources, the tools that are available to us in the supernatural and spiritual realms can be likened to the informational resources available on the internet. The vast majority of so-called information or facts or data or websites our personal opinion or profit making, you know, like a business in nature. Many are also using the internet as a way to disseminate news and information, though these also can be categorized as either personal opinion or profit making. So on the internet, how do you know what to believe? For those topics that truly concern you, that you're really interested in, you need to do your own research and come up with a way to test what you've learned and determine which are truly facts. Though we are all entitled to our own opinion, we are not entitled to our own facts. And logic and reason are not the same as it just feels right. Those sites that habitually deliver facts that are independently verifiable are more likely to also deliver opinion and information that is likely to be closer to reality. You are responsible to do your own research. Likewise, as we are pursuing our own path to know God in reality, it is our responsibility to test what we hear. And not rely on the name on the door, or a teaching or ministry's popularity to provide veracity. Now, we all know that in popular culture, trends come and go. You know, the what would Jesus do versus the, you know, purpose driven life, you know, whatever is the most, you know, seeker sensitive churches, whatever comes up, you know, people jump on that bandwagon until they find it doesn't change their lives or doesn't deliver what it promises. But right about then, someone else comes along. It's each one of our personal responsibilities to test it ourselves. And by test, it's not necessarily even going to be a mind thing, but asking God. It can even be from God and something that other people, that he's addressing other people with. But if he's not saying, yes, I want you to be doing this, this is how I want you to be spending your time, then we're taking someone else's word or authority for determining how we spend our time. It truly takes a lot of effort and time to learn what's available to us in the supernatural realm, but it is thoroughly worth it. Because we have truth within us, we are learning to distinguish between what is true and what is merely opinion. No matter how well presented or highly regarded or commonly accepted. So often, someone, an author or a speaker, will have an idea or a concept and will present it and it will speak to you. And then we feel like we want to continue supporting that teaching or person or speaker or author or, you know, ministry, because we get that one thing from them. But regardless, and even if we continue to get one thing, we ask God first. God, is this something you want me to be supporting? Is this something you want me to be listening to or involved in? So it's not that we shut out others. It's not that we shut ourselves away from everything. It's just that we, on a moment-by-moment basis, are aware that we are not really receiving teaching from that minister or book or speaker. It's God speaking to us. If we are asking him, Lord, is this what you want me to be doing? And this is where our awareness of his subtleties comes in. And he wants to be able to be so subtle in our lives. And there is so much in the supernatural realm that is subtle, but becomes so clear as our senses are tuned and as those things that agitate our soul are left behind. Experiencing the supernatural realm, what's going on in the supernatural realm, is better felt than telt. You have to experience it for yourself. You have to do your own research. You have to test what you're experiencing. Again, if it is from God, it will stand up to scrutiny. The Lord encourages us to taste and see that he is good. Not see and taste, but taste and see. Experience first. Understand second. And there are going to be things where we will experience, that we will experience, and we will know they're from God, but we will not have any explanation or understanding. And we may not even have a reason why, God, did you show this to me? Or what was that all about? And we may, in this earth, in this our time here on this earth, we may not get understanding or explanation. But because we have experienced God, and we know his voice, we know his presence, we know him, and we've tested that experience by asking him, Lord, was this from you? And he's confirmed, yes, this experience was from me. Even if he doesn't give an explanation or we gain understanding from it, we can just say, thanks, that was cool. So the things God is going to be bringing into our lives isn't necessarily for teaching. Remember, the supernatural realm is full. It's jam-packed with activity. And it's going on right around you right now. You're not alone in the supernatural realm, regardless of how alone you are in the natural realm. And all we're doing is allowing the Lord to teach us and guide us and instruct us and quicken our senses. And we do that by waiting on him and allowing him to reveal himself and draw us, but also take seriously the projects that he assigns us. Your purpose is to know him and to be freed from your flesh and get your wounds healed. It's not what you do. Your purpose has nothing to do with what you do. You're not a human doing. You're not even a human being. You're a spirit being. So our approach to purpose and success, and we've been talking about that, is totally different than what we've been taught. So going back to the purpose-driven life trend that fortunately seems to be waning, we're not to be driven by anything. And our purpose has been given to us. It's not something we need to find or run after or discover. We all have the same purpose: to know him now. That's it. To become complete and entire and have that total relationship with him now on this earth. Okay, so now you know your purpose. He's working it out uniquely for each one of us, and he assigns us projects along the way so that each one of us has homework to do. And through that homework, we learn the skills that we need in order to know him in that area. It's actually very simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. And so we respond as ourselves. We don't try to be someone else or try to figure out what we're supposed to do. We can just be ourselves with him. And he knows what we need, and he will give us what we need. When I was in grade school in Michigan, we had a new student in my class who had just moved from Hawaii. His first week there, we were all excited because we were expecting a big snowstorm, the first snowfall of that winter. Of course, our new classmate had heard of snow. He'd seen pictures of it, and he even imagined he understood what it was. Nevertheless, we were trying to explain it to him, but he couldn't understand our excitement, even though we so enthusiastically related our last winter's stories of building forts, of snowball fights, sledding, and of course, ice skating. But he just didn't get it until it started to snow. By the time recess came, there was already a good accumulation on the ground, and he had started to get an idea of what it looked like firsthand. But it wasn't until recess when he could play in it for himself, with us enjoying his first experience of snow, that he began to know what snow was. Likewise, have you ever tried to explain a flavor to someone? What does vanilla taste like? What does root beer taste like? It's just so much easier to let them taste it for themselves. You give it to them. Here, try this. Sharing with others what you've experienced creates a thirst, creates a desire, but not the satisfaction. They must experience it for themselves. We, you and I, we can trust God that what He has planned for us will be from Him, regardless of what it is. And whatever it is, whether it's hindrances or delights, His purpose is to stir up your hunger to want to know Him more, to not be satisfied with what you're experiencing right now. And it's great, it's wonderful to hear other people's experiences. But that's not where we're learning from. Our learning comes from God Himself. It's like when we hear what other people have experienced, and we maybe even attend, you know, a conference that is filled with supernatural experiences or discussing supernatural experiences. It's like going on a field trip. God takes us into these situations and guides us through these experiences so He can point out how He does things, how things work, so He can spark our interest and draw out that hunger. I love the illustration that was used, that Jesus used, about a city on a hill and salt, that we are the salt of the world and the salt of the earth and the light of the world. That light draws people in the darkness. You go towards the light. And salt, people think that it's for preservation. No, it makes you thirsty. So we will be looking at sharing our experiences and then having more, so that God can teach us. We don't draw conclusions from our experiences. We draw closer to God. So thanks for tuning in. We'll be getting back together again 9 o'clock on Saturday. You can always contact me at diane@wecanprepare.org, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. So thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great rest of the week.